So let's review. In the previous daf, the Gemara first compared the case of our Mishnah, Mashtilim Peres Derech Aruba BeYamtiv, Avaloi BeShabbos, permitting the lowering of fruit from the roof on Yamtiv in the same amount as in the case of a Mishnah Mesechta Shabbos, Mefan Arba V'Chamish Kupe Shal Tevin Shal Tvu Omnei Archem, Omnei Bittel BeSemej, permitting the removal of 4 or 5 kupot of wine and oil from his storage area. However, the Gemara presents 2 reasons to be makel, to be more lenient, and allow a larger amount in the case of Mefan on Shabbos, and to be machmer, to be more stringent, and allow only a smaller amount in the case of Meshil on Yom Tov. Shani Hasam, the ik of Bitl Beis HaMedj, Abul Hocha, the like of Bitl Beis HaMedj Shloi. In the case of Mefanin, the area is being cleared to make room for the people coming to learn, whereas in the case of Meshilin, the fruits are being lowered for personal reasons. Shabbos to Chamira v'le Osir l'Zalzuli Bei, Abul Yom Tov, the kill of Osir l'Zalzuli Bei. We can allow a larger amount on Shabbos because Shabbos is more stringent in that it is a chiv skila. Therefore, people will not become lax about it. With the Yom Tov, we must restrict it and allow only a smaller amount since it's more lenient in that it's only a chiv lav, and people might become lax about it. The Gemara also presents 2 reasons to be machmer in the case of Mefan on Shabbos and to be mekel in the case of Meshil on Yom Tov. Hasam leke hefsid mamon. Hacheke hefsid mamon. In the case of Mefan, there is no loss of money, whereas in the case of Meshilin, there is a potential loss of money. Therefore, regarding Meshilin, we might allow even a larger amount than Arba V'Chamish Kupes. Hasam hu b'Shabbos de'asam mishum de'chamer. Avyamtav de'kil shaper dami. Certain similar activities are forbidden on Shabbos, because Shabbos is more stringent in that it's a chiv skila. However, on Yamtav, these activities would be permitted because it's more lenient that it's only a chiv lav. The Gemara continues this discussion and applies these distinctions to the following halachas, some of which are usr in the case of Mefanin on Shabbos, and may be mutter in the case of Meshilin on Yom Tov, and some of which are usr in the case of Meshilin and may be mutter in the case of Mefanin, or they may be usr in both cases based on one of the above svaros. Hasam Tanan Avaloi Sa'itzer. The Mishnah on Shabbos says that while it's permitted to remove 4 or 5 barrels, it's forbidden to remove all the barrels because Dima Asla Shvuy Gumais. When empty, the storage area might reveal holes in the earthen floor, and they might smooth them out, which is forbidden on Shabbos. Hachamai, what would be the halacha regarding Meshilah on Yom Tov? May one remove all the fruit? Hasam hu b'Shabbos to asur mishum d'chamer, of a Yom Tov d'kil shaper dami. Perhaps it's also only on Shabbos, but would be mutter on Yom Tov. Dilma hasam d'ikar bitl beis hamedrash amrit loy. Or if it's forbidden when making room for the study of Torah, it's certainly forbidden for personal use. Similarly, the Gemara asks, regarding Meshilin, we have the following restrictions. We may only lower the fruit from the roof to the house, but not from one roof to another. Also, we may only lower the fruits through a skylight, but not with ropes through side windows or taking them down ladders or steps. Would these restrictions apply to the case of Mefan on Shabbos as well? Perhaps it would be mutter based on one of the kulas mentioned above. Shabbos tachamir v'le asr l'zalzuli be, or bitl beis hamedrash, or would be asr, because if it's asr where there is a hefsid mamon, it would certainly be asr where there is no hefsid mamon. In all cases, the Gemara answer is tekui, tishbi, yataritz, kushas, v'yabayis. These questions remain unresolved. The Mishnah continues, Mechasnes aperis. One may cover fruit with a kli on Yom Tov to protect it from the rain. Amar Ula, v'afil avir delivni. One may cover even bricks which are mukta. Yitzchak amar peiros haruin. Yitzchak holds that one may only cover usable fruit which are not mukta. V'az der Yitzchak litamei. Damer Yitzchak ein kli nitel el ledaver hanitel b'Shabbos. One may only move a kli on Shabbos or Yom Tov for the purpose of something which is itself movable on Shabbos or Yom Tov. The Gemara attempts to bring several sources to support the view of Ula, where one may move a kli for something apparently muktzah, but refutes each one as referring to an item which is in fact not muktzah. The Mishnah continues, V'noisn kli tachas adelf b'Shabbos. We may place a vessel to receive a drip on Shabbos. Tanaim nismali ha'kli shefich v'shoinev einin emna. If the vessel becomes filled, one may empty it and replace it as many times as necessary. Tesis gives 2 possible explanations why it may be removed. And Amar Alf, the Gemara said that according to Rabbi Yitzchak, who holds Ein Kli Nitel El Adavah HaNitel B'Shabbos, the Mishnah must be speaking of Delef Haro, water that is fit to be given to animals and therefore not Muktzah. Or the Mishnah is speaking of Delef She'in Haro, water that's not fit for animals, and it's indeed muktzah. However, it may be removed because of graf shel rei, as the Gemara explains, amar Shmuel graf shel rei v'ovit shel mei meraglayim mutal etzin la'ashba. One may remove a pan of waste matter. Although it's muktzah, the Chum allowed it because of kavod habris, since it's repulsive. However, ukushim machzira inosin by mayim umachzira. Upon return, they must put a bit of water in the vessel. Sav mina graf shel rei agav mana in b'fnei atzmei loy. The Tamidim Shmuel understood that one may remove a grav shel rei only agav the kli in which it is, until they heard of an incident with Rav Ashi, who found a mouse among his spices and instructed his Tamidim, nokta b'tzotzisa v'afkua, pick it up by the tail and remove it. We see that even the repulsive item itself may be removed. Zok the Mishnah, kol shechayom nalav mishum shvus. All items which are forbidden on Shabbos midrabanan, mishum rishus, or items which have an element of mitzvah in them, mishum mitzvah, or actual items of mitzvah, chayav nalav b'yamtiv, are also forbidden on yamtiv. The Mishnah explains, ve'elohin mishum shvus. These are examples of prohibitions mishum shvus. Lo oilin be'ilan. One may not climb a tree, as the Gemara explains, gzereshim yitlish, because he might break off a branch. Balerich nagabe behema. One may not ride an animal, gzereshim yachtach zmayra, lest someone cut a branch to goad the animal. Balei shatn al pnei amayim. One may not swim upon the water, gzereshim yasach chavish al shayatn, lest one make a raft on yamtiv. Loi metavchin, vloi mesapkin, vloi mirakten. One may not clap or dance, gzereshim yasakin klisher, lest one come to fix a musical instrument on Yom Tov. Ve'elohin mishum rishus. The following items are also forbidden, although they have an element of mitzvah. Le'idonin, ve'le'mekarchin, ve'le'chaltzin, ve'le'meyabmin. One may not preside over court cases, one may not be mekadosh a woman, nor perform yibmor chalitza. The reason for all of these is gzereshim yichtav, lest one write on Yom Tov. Ve'elohin mishum mitzvah. Le'mekdishin, ve'le'merichin, ve'le'mechrimin. We may not sanctify an item, donate its worth, or make a pledge to the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Tov, even though it's a mitzvah. Gzeirim shem mekech memcha, because of their similarity to business transactions. V'lemekbiin truma meiser. No may one separate trumas and meisers on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Kalel b'Yom Tov amr. Kal v'chemer b'Shabbos. These are all forbidden on Yom Tov and certainly on Shabbos. Ein bein Yom Tov l'Shabbos el oichel nefesh b'levad, as we've learned several times in this mesechta. The only difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is that oichel nefesh, work done for the sake of food preparation, while forbidden on Shabbos, is permissible on Yom Tov.